Hi, I'm Daryl Cagle, and this is the Cagle Cast. We're all about political cartoons, and today we have a special one-on-one podcast with cartoonist Bob Engelhardt, who was the editorial cartoonist for the Hartford Courant for 35 years. Hi, Bob. Nice to see you.
Hello. Nice to see you.
After 35 years, Bob's job at the Hartford Courant was eliminated by the hedge fund that bought the newspaper. Before the Courant, Bob worked for Chicago Today, the Journal Gazette in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and the Journal Herald in Dayton, Ohio. He studied at the American Academy of Art in Chicago on scholarship. His progressive editorial cartoons have been distributed all over the world by Cagle Cartoons for nearly 20 years. And we're very proud to have you here, Bob. We have started a crowdfunding campaign for Bob that you can see here, cagle.com/Engelhardt. And I hope you'll take a look. It's getting tougher and tougher for cartoonists to keep drawing as they used to. And so is the case with Bob. And we'd like to see if he could get some support from his fans rather than relying entirely on newspapers. As his voice is important in the public debate. And he's a great liberal cartoonist. And he's funny. And his cartoons are popular. And I would like to see him keep drawing. And I would appreciate the support of fans.
Back in the day, which wasn't that long ago, we cartoonists used to joke, oh, it's great to get paid for something we would do for nothing. Well, kind of getting to that point now. Markets are dwindling up and getting harder and harder to earn a living as an editorial cartoonist.
We really would like for you to be able to afford to do this, and that's why we're doing the crowdfunding campaign. And we appreciate you. And we're having a special Cagle Cast today, which is just all Bob, so people can get to know you a little better. Here's your first one. You got every man looking policeman. He's got his body cam, radio, handcuffs, surgical gloves, flashlight, Glock, pepper spray, taser, baton, and lawyer. All the tools you need to be a cop these days.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't one of those kids who wanted to be a policeman when I grew up, but can you imagine being a policeman today? Just the pressure they're under, nobody appreciates them. It's just incredible. And so it makes sense that there's going to be a police shortage. I mean, who wants to be a cop?
Yeah, it's gotten pretty harsh. And here, this cartoon was one of your most popular cartoons ever. New Supreme Court Justice Jackson breaking through history when she joined the Supreme Court. That was very nice. Editors loved this one.
I'm glad they used it. It's really important. And I wish they would have more. I wish there would be more women and more black people on the Supreme Court. And frankly, I wish there'd be more teachers. I like teachers as judges.
They tend to choose only judges, don't they? There's some history of them picking non-judges, but you got to go back a long time to find.
Yeah, you have to go back way far.
So here you have a couple in the flood and the rain is coming down.
Yeah.
Lady says, it's the weekly 1,000-year rain event.
I'm getting tired of these. Every time there's a big flood, it's like, oh, it's a 1,000-year event or it's a 100-year event. They're happening every week. So come on. This is getting to be normal stuff. But the conservatives will not believe this under any circumstances. I look at the conservative cartoons. And I say, they can't possibly believe the crap that they're basing their cartoons on. But they probably say the same thing about me. So,
well, I'm sure.
It's a big divide.
You know, the vast majority of papers are in rural and suburban areas, the red areas. And they have conservative readership and an older conservative readership now as newspaper readers are getting older.
Well, I've always found it to be interesting about how people get more conservative as they get older. I've gone the other direction. I've gotten more liberal as I've gotten older. I was more conservative at 21 than I am today. And at 21, I was married. I had a kid. I had a house. I had a car. I had a lot of responsibilities.
Well, I should say that students get through to the conservative papers more just because you're funny and your style doesn't look harsh. You've got a friendly style That's good. You know, a part of our having a range of liberal to conservative cartoonists is that it allows us to sneak some liberal cartoons or a little bit of left-leaning cartoons into the conservative papers once in a while, which we couldn't do if we were just feeding them what they already want.
I know what I need to do to be published, but I also know what I need to do to get something off my chest. So I'm trying to balance the two, say what I want to say and still say something that can get published in the newspaper. I like being published in the newspaper.
We're in a lot of newspapers in Florida, and you are... you're pretty clear on your feelings about Florida. Here you've got the Florida graduation class of 23, and the old dean is shaking the hands of the young graduates, and he says, "Congratulations. We don't give out diplomas anymore. A Florida education isn't worth the paper it's written on."
Yeah. I have a lot of friends.
You have a comment on this?
I have, well, no. But I have a friend. I have a lot of friends and family in Florida, and I haven't been in contact with them lately, so I don't know. I'm starting to think that maybe Florida is going to be under 3 feet of water soon, so maybe
Florida seems to be the leading state for crazy right now.
It is. And they say Arizona is Florida West.
There's plenty of crazy around the country. Crazy in Montana, kicking out the transgender legislator, and crazy in Tennessee, kicking out the two legislators, didn't like guns. And, you know, a lot of our podcast listeners are listening to audio only. We're still in an audio only podcast world. And so I describe and read the cartoons for the people that can't see them.
Okay.
If you're getting a audio only podcast and you'd like to see the cartoons, go to youtube.com/@Kegelcast or go to Apple Podcasts and search for Kegelcast. Go to Spotify. Go to Kegel.com and look at the front page of Kegel.com, or go to Kegelcast.com. All of those places you can get the video and look at the cartoons as we go through. So, Bob, you've got a Florida postcard. Welcome to Florida. The sun makes you stupid.
This was inspired by my wife, who made that comment. We were watching the news about Florida. I forget the issue now. And she just says, "Sunshine makes you stupid." Thought, well, that'd make a great cartoon. And then I saw it as the Florida postcard, you know, "Welcome to Florida. The sun makes you stupid."
That's fun. I'm kind of guessing your Florida cartoons don't get printed much in Florida, but maybe they do.
Probably not. But see, that's another
probably
case.
Not this one.
It's another case of I have to say something, and I don't care if it gets published or not.
Oh, this is your most popular cartoon you ever drew in your 20 years with us. You've got the guy proposing to the lady, and he's on his knee, and where he should be holding a ring, he's holding a gas can, and he says, "Will you marry me?"
Yeah.
People love this cartoon. Gas is valuable.
Well, it was very expensive when I drew this cartoon. It's come down in price a little bit, but actually quite a bit from when I drew this cartoon. Well, I had this idea, and I thought, I know this is going to be published because it's not offensive. It doesn't take sides. It avoids all the things that editorial cartoons do except entertain. It's an entertaining cartoon, and it makes people laugh. And I love to make people laugh. One of my favorite things about drawing editorial cartoons is making people laugh. But also in drawing editorial cartoons, I make people angry. I make them cry. There's a number of emotions that I can scare up drawing the certain kind of editorial cartoon. That's what I love about editorial cartoons, as opposed to, say, gag cartoons, where you're just supposed to make people laugh. I want to get all kinds of emotions going.
Well, I'm a big Bob Englehart fan. That's fun.
Thank you.
Here are three Republican women digging a grave for the Republican Party. One of them says it's a good start.
Yeah.
The Republican Party is dropping off in the polls with women.
Yeah, well, I think the Republican Party is going to drop off the globe in just a matter of months. I've been predicting the end of the Republicans 2015. And it's logical because every political party has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And I think the Republican Party is at the end.
Hasn't really happened. You know, they're very close to 50% in both houses. They come close to winning the presidency every year.
Right.
I don't see any real world evidence that they're fading away. They seem to be robust.
It takes time. And that'd be a slow process, but sooner or later, somebody's going to start another conservative party with the rational Republicans, the few that are left, and just have another go at it.
You're speaking entirely from your innate sense of optimism.
I'm speaking entirely from my years of experience studying human nature as an editorial criterion.
All right, here you've got Jesus, and he's giving a PowerPoint presentation where he shows he gets us on the screen, and Jesus says, I don't think they get me.
Yeah, this is devoted to the evangelicals, the zealots, the Christian zealots who, I don't know what they're up to. Well, I know what they're up to. They're trying to take over the country. They want to run things their way. I don't have a problem with anybody as long as they're not going to live by their religious rules. I have my own rules to live by, and I like them.
Cartoons with Jesus don't get reprinted much.
Probably not. And neither do cartoons with Trump, I understand.
I'm okay with people not wanting the cartoons about Jesus, but not wanting the cartoons about Trump is really very frustrating.
Yeah, it is. It is. Because I have a great Trump cartoon. I love my Trump caricature. It doesn't look anything like him, but it says how I feel about him.
Well, I appreciate that even though you knew your Trump cartoons weren't going to get printed, you kept drawing great Trump cartoons anyway.
And, well, see, there's another angle that I'm shooting for here. I know that people are going to go to the Kegel page, and they're going to look at all the cartoons. I want to entertain those people. I want to, and I don't care. Well, I don't want to say I don't care. Whether they run them in their newspaper or not is their decision. But I want to say what I want to say and put it on the Kegel cartoons. Because, Daryl, I got to tell you, thank you for not being an editor.
I do kill cartoons. I do edit cartoons. I don't think I've ever killed one of yours.
No. I think you've sent one or two or three back for spelling errors. You've done that. And I am the world's worst speller. So.
Here's Justice Thomas, and he's wearing no clothes. And his robe that says ethics is hanging on the wall. And Thomas has no ethics, it says. It is true. You know, we just did a Clarence Thomas podcast, all Clarence Thomas cartoons. And it's an excellent podcast. That was our previous podcast. Everyone should go back and look at the Clarence Thomas podcast. You've got Kanye. It says, breaking news, Kanye West has changed his name again from Ye to Yup.
I was looking for a reason to draw him. I think he's fun to draw.
Yeah, he's altogether kind of fun in a crazy, insane way.
And here's a little known fact about Conway West. He went to my art school in Chicago, the same art school that I attended, American Academy of Art in Chicago. He was a student there for, I think, a year and a half. And he decided to drop out and go into music. And I met one of his teachers. Recently, a couple of years ago, I met one of his teachers. He said, "He said, no, stay in art. There's no future in music."
Kanye can be disturbing, but he is a real life cartoon character. All right, you've got the lifeguard shortage and an elderly person applying to be a lifeguard who might appear not to be qualified for health reasons. And lifeguard says, "Do you know how to swim?" So what's up with this lifeguard shortage? Why the elderly angle?
Well, I wanted to put someone in there who is probably the least qualified to be a lifeguard that I can imagine, which is a person about my age.
Okay. Here you've got the doctor talking to the patient, hands him a piece of paper and says, "You have monkeypox. Take two bananas and call me in the morning."
Now, this is one of those cartoons that I thought, and someone must have drawn this. I mean, I never saw it, and it came to me in a flash, but I thought certainly someone drew this cartoon. But they haven't. It was just me.
You've got Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she's lying on the psychiatrist's couch saying, "And here's another thing." And the psychiatrist is jumping out the window, I suppose, committing suicide by jumping out the window.
He certainly wants to get away in a hurry.
I guess that's bitter. I shouldn't say the suicide. Yes, how fast could he get away from her?
I like using her initials too, empty, as in empty, E-M-P-T-Y, empty green. She's empty headed.
Because
there's something wrong with
her. Her brain is empty. Her brain seems to be filled with lots of hate and anger.
She's a mess.
Here you've got two kids walking up the Barbara Walters trail, two young girls, and one says, I don't know who she was, but I think her.
Oh.
Nice obit cartoon. You know, the obituary cartoons are the most popular cartoons any cartoonist draw, and we get more love mail from fans about obituary cartoons than anything else.
Okay. I used to do more. I don't know why I drifted away from it. I'm hoping to drift back. I don't like to push too much, but
editors love the obituary cartoons too, and you know, it makes you part of the historical record. You have your comment on history. I think they're all around good to do.
Yeah, I'll be trying in the future. I'm going to try to do more obituary cartoon.
Okay, so here you've got a mathematics despot cartoon. You've got Joseph Stalin plus Napoleon plus John Wayne Gacy equals Putin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it does. And you've got Joe Biden. He's driving the car, baby Putin in the back playing with his missile. Biden says, don't make me come back there.
Yeah, I drew this cartoon before the invasion because it had been talking about an invasion for months. And that's when I drew this cartoon.
Here you've got a Thanksgiving cartoon with the Native Americans about to serve Thanksgiving dinner to the pilgrims, and one says to the other, if you feed them, they'll never leave.
Oh, right. Which is what you say about a stray cat.
Yes, it is. I'm sure this one was very popular. And holiday cartoons, boy, newspapers eat up the holiday cartoons.
Oh, yeah. But you got to do it just right, because conservative papers might not run that.
They might not. Okay, so you've got the FBI fishing the top secret documents out of Donald Trump's golden toilet. Yeah. And Donald Trump says, they even broke into my safe. That's safe.
That was funny.
Okay. Now, I thought this one was just hilarious. You've got Tucker Carlson sitting on the concrete street outside of Fox News, and he's holding a sign that says, we'll lie for food. This one made me laugh.
Well, good. It's like, you know, Johnny Carson always used to talk about that. He liked to have jokes that made the band laugh. Because the band's there every night. They heard it all. You know, you've seen all these cartoons. You've seen many different cartoons. If I can make you laugh, that's cool.
Here's another Tucker Carlson cartoon. He's holding up his bottles of hair goo, one labeled hate, one labeled racism. It says, buy one, get one free. That is hair goo, right?
Yeah.
I suppose he could have all kinds of tonics.
It could be many things in his head.
Here you've got two businessmen walking down the street, and one says to the other, I had my balls tanned, and I still hate Trump, which is something that Tucker might say.
I never watched Tucker. I don't watch any of those opinionated evening Foxies. I don't watch any of them. But somebody told me about this, and so I went on the internet and checked it out. Sure enough, he's advocating tanning your balls. If you have them. And I had to draw a cartoon on. I mean, that's not going to make me stop loathing Trump.
Reportedly, Tucker hated Trump as well. I should add, we did a whole podcast about Tucker Carlson. It's a great podcast. Go to cablecast.com or go to youtube.com/@cablecast, and you can look back on the old podcast. We've got a couple other podcasts that you are participating in, Bob. Great podcast. Go to cablecast.com. All right, here you got a couple with their smartwatch. Wife says, new watch? Man says, yeah, it tracks my food digestion. Look, it's heading for the large intestine. I may have to take a break.
This is another cartoon inspired by my wife.
As we get older, older people talk a whole lot more about their digestion and their intestines and things moving through.
Yeah. I get a good newspaper cartoon. I get good gags from my wife, and I use as many as I can because I don't want to work.
But we do want your fans to support you, Bob. So please go to kegel.com/Englehart. That's Bob's fundraising page, and Bob's important, and we want Bob to keep drawing cartoons. And when they're funny and they're liberal and they slip past the conservative editors, I think it's a very valuable cartoon. This one won't slip. I'm sorry?
One time I got an email from an editor who said, he was talking to one of the cartoons that I did on your site. And he says, I love your cartoon, but I can't possibly run it. I said, I know. Enjoy.
Okay, here you've got We the Targets in the style of the Constitution. And it's bullet written, and it says, remember in November. This is one that won't make it into the conservative papers.
No, and in November, they're still putting enough Republicans in office. There'll be no big changes in the gun laws.
Here you've got Mitch McConnell, and he's looking at us saying, when you're a Republican senator, it's easy to control women. Just grab them by the womb. That's a nice, harsh abortion cartoon condemning Mitch McConnell, but another one that I'm guessing isn't going to get reprinted much.
Probably. But I had to say it, and I felt good after I said it.
Well, very good. So, Bob, here you've got President Biden in a foxhole in Ukraine. The Ukrainian soldier says, President Biden, tell me about this one.
Well, he just popped up in Ukraine. He flew
this
over.
This was on about his visit to Ukraine?
Yeah, he unannounced. I mean, that was really good. Talking about balls. That was a ballsy thing to do.
He rode the train for a long time. It was quite a trip.
Crazy, but it was important. I'm glad he did it.
Well, very good. Got Dr. Oz cooking on the rotisserie and a couple watching him saying, is that a crudité?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania cartoon.
Another excuse to draw Oz.
Well, it's nice to see him disappear, though. So here you've got the guy. He's selling NFTs under his coat like you be pitching your counterfeit watches, and he says, psst, want to buy some electrons?
Non-fungible tokens.
I had a lot of hope that NFTs might work, and I put a lot of time into trying to get them to work. I just came to the conclusion it was just a waste of time.
And it's over now. I mean, it's done. I don't think they're selling them anymore.
Well, they still have the forums and people working on it, and
well, Trump's making NFTs in the form of training cards.
Seems to be a fundraiser for him.
Yeah, everything's a fundraiser for him. He needs the funds. Those lawyers ain't cheap.
Well, hey, we're doing a fundraiser for you, Bob, and everybody go to kegel.com/Englehart.
All right, but I'm not in legal trouble.
Okay, here you've got Acorn. The label says this is not an oak tree. You got an egg. This is not a chicken. Sawhorse is not a house. And you've got a spot that says, this is not a person. And this would be an abortion cartoon, I think.
That's it. The anti-abortion people really want to save the not a person. They don't care about the kids who go to school or face gunfire. They're not interested in that. Because abortion is really about controlling women. It's about controlling women and their bodies. And it's a bunch of, probably in some cases, well-meaning people, but they're not helping.
Here you've got George Santos standing behind a sign that looks like he's wearing a suit saying member of the House of Representatives.
Well, this is George doing his best, pretending he's something he's not. And he's really good at that.
So here you've got the Saudi golf tour, Saudi guy with his bloody knife, looking at a golfer saying, we give whole new meaning to the term making the cut.
Yeah, I like that. I like drawing that cartoon. I'm a golfer. I play golf. Well, let's put it this way. I play golf. I don't know if I'm a golfer. We make up our own rules.
So kind of like the Saudis do.
Exactly. I mean, we call it pirate golf.
Here you've got the indictment's canoe with Uncle Sam and Donald Trump in it going off the waterfall. Uncle Sam says, it looks like we're in this together.
Yeah, this is kind of a boilerplate cartoon where there's a person going off the waterfall, a person going off the cliff, somebody going off a building. It's a great way to explain an iffy situation.
Well, you're also being optimistic about this because it seems like Trump doesn't really suffer from all of his crazy travails.
Well, not yet.
But you remain optimistic.
I remain optimistic that he will have to deal with the law.
Hey, that nice Trump baby balloon flying over Montana, like the Chinese spy balloon. That's fun. And here you've got Wall Street turned all upside down. Got Wall Street guys hanging on. It says, please remain buckled in your seats as we are expecting turbulence.
Yeah. Well, I drew this
on a standard cartoon for when the Wall Street's going crazy.
Right. And when I drew this, I thought, I hope the editors and newspapers understand it and don't put it in upside down.
And here you've got the Get Woke booth and the ladies in there talking to the Easter Bunny. She says, and what pronoun do you prefer? And the bunny says, Bubby.
You know where I learned what woke was? When I saw it for the first time, in a New Yorker cartoon. It was, and I don't remember who drew it, but it was a couple there. They're in our kitchen, and they're saying, refrigerator is woke.
Well, that's where we learn about society, New Yorker cartoons.
Right. So that's the first
thing. Make us think that there's a whole lot of issues with feeling lonesome on desert islands and lots of executives at their desk looking down on the world. That gives us a good perspective on what society really looks like.
I didn't know what woke meant. I had to go to the computer.
Okay. So, Bob,
yeah.
I think we have reached the end of your cartoon selection. Do you have a few more words for your fans? Maybe encourage them to throw a little change into your busking cup.
Well, I don't know how to ask. I'm asking for
You're a gentleman. What I'm hoping is we have a little bit of a transition for the cartoonists away from newspapers that aren't going to be paying enough royalties to allow cartoonists to continue to draw, to looking at cartoonists a little bit like the buskers on the side of the street playing their instrument, and you throw a couple bucks into their can. You know, I really prefer the idea that cartoonists and public figures could be supported by their followers and fans, rather than by editors who have all of these other concerns. Really shouldn't affect your voice, shouldn't make you draw for a particular point of view other than your own point of view. And, you know, the people that agree with you, they should throw a few bucks your way, just, you know, encourage you to keep going. That's what I'm hoping to achieve here.
When I left the paper, I thought, you know, this internet could work out. If a million people sent me $1 a month, my God, I'd be wealthy. But it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way, but you might get some people feeling like they like your attitude. And, you know, actually, everyone is just a lovely compliment. It's encouraging. It makes you feel better about the world to get a couple bucks. And so I encourage everyone to go to kegel.com/Englehart. I've never had to kill a Bob Englehart cartoon. You know,
that
offends me.
Well, you're hard to offend.
I am not. I kill a lot of cartoons. I killed all of the cartoons that dissed Dominion voting systems. I've killed a number of cartoons that were just, I thought, outrageously offensive, putting down LGBTQ people. I killed cartoons that were anti-vax and that were promoting hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. You know, there's a bunch of crazy stuff that happens. And then the editors have their cartoons that they kill. They don't accept any cartoons with Nazis in them. Cartoonists love to draw blood. They don't take cartoons where cartoonists draw blood or other bodily fluids. If you draw a Ku Klux Klan pointy hat on somebody, that cartoon will not get reprinted. You know, there's these two barriers, me and the editors.
I understand the editor's plight. I mean, the editor doesn't want to spend the day on the phone defending a cartoon in his newspaper. They just don't have the time to do that anymore. And an editor also doesn't want to get one phone call that says, I'm canceling your newspaper. I used to happen a lot at the Hartford Courant. And a disgruntled reader would get angry at my cartoon and cancel it. And this happened with this one guy, and the manager of circulation came upstairs, I mean, his record. He canceled his paper every other week for whatever reason. He was always getting mad at content. He was always content. They don't do that anymore. When they cancel, they don't come back.
Hmm. Bob, we love you, and we hope you'll keep drawing. And thanks for all you do. And thanks to everyone who's watching. Please remember to subscribe to the Cablecast. Subscribe to the Cablecast. Subscribe to the Cablecast wherever you're watching it. And our Cablecast is available in both video and audio versions. So if you don't see the cartoons, go to Cable.com or Apple Podcasts or YouTube or Spotify to watch the video. Go to Cablecast.com. You'll see the past videos. And I appreciate everyone being here. And thank you again, Bob.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.